Moving to health news, the British government is considering a controversial measure to halve the number of smokers in 10 years. It wants to sell cigarettes in packs featuring only the text of the cigarette brand and a uniform gray background for all brands. Is that effective? Tobacco companies are fighting it. BBC Business correspondent Rodney Smith joins us from London. Good morning, Rodney.
Hello, John.
So what evidence is there that if you sell cigarettes in a box with a gray, drab background, that it's going to reduce actual consumption and addiction?
I haven't a clue yet. The thing is, we're going to have to wait for Andy Burnham, who's the health secretary, to tell us. A lot of people, including the tobacco companies, are very keen to find out just what the connection is, because they're rather cynical about this. They figure it doesn't exist. They say their industry is worth $20 billion a year. That's round figures in 2008. Well, if the government wants to cut consumption, there are 20-odd... Sorry about all these numbers, but they do matter. There are 20-odd million... 20% of Brits smoke.
Right.
So if you cut the figure in half... for $10 billion, clearly by definition, you're going to get something like $12.5 billion cut in sales by the tobacco companies, and they're not pleased about that.
Well, Rodney, what are the trend lines right now? Is smoking declining in Britain, or is it rising?
Yes, it's declining. It's a long way from being what Americans enjoyed calling the European disease. And nowadays, it's certainly in decline. But, of course, it is. There's a reason for this. This is the cost of having a national health service, because of the national health service, by definition, you've got to reduce all the potential costs you have in the system.
Sure.
If you can keep your population, the national health service, healthy and well, by definition, your neighbor is and his taxes are not going to be paying for that guy's health. And so that's what we're seeing, really. That's fundamentally the process that we're seeing taking place
and
here.
And the theory, yes or no, BBC Business reporter Rodney Smith, does the government have to prove a connection between drab gray and a reduction in consumption to make this stick?
Well, the tobacco companies are pretty fed up about it, and they point out that they're talking here about brands. Now, brands are actually very valuable products, and the government might find itself with a very serious legal case if it's going to try and effectively get rid of what are very well-known global brands.
At the very least, challengeable in court. Rodney Smith, BBC reporter from London, thanks so much.